Tuesday morning, and it's time to go online. Now, I know you're always online now in this day and age, but we're going online to a different website every week with Mick from Montague Webworks. Good morning, Mick.
Good morning, Kevin.
Where do you want to go, bud?
I want to go online.
Yeah, I know.
No, but not only do I want to go online, but I want to get online.
Uh-huh.
So this week, we're going to talk about the town of Greenfield's new internet proposal going out to the town.
I thought I heard something.
That's right.
What's happening?
And we were going to talk.
Do you know more about this? Obviously,
I know more about it. Okay. Yeah, and I'm hosting the website. I'm on the committee, the CTAC, Community Technology Advisory Council.
All right.
And we've been working on this for a little bit over a year. The mayor's been working on it for longer than that. He wants the town to become what's called an ISP, an internet service provider, like Comcast or Verizon. So we're going into competition. The town of Greenfield, capital T. Town of Greenfield is going into competition against Comcast and Verizon.
Wow.
Yeah, so the site to go look at while we're chatting here, and you can look at it on your phone. It looks gorgeous on your phone. Greenlightinternet.com.
Okay.
Greenlightinternet.com.
So this is going to be the name of the internet service provider.
It's going to be the product or the service. You know, like how Comcast has got Xfinity?
Yeah.
Greenlight Internet is Greenfield's Xfinity. It's
gotcha.
Their service that they're going to be providing. They're calling it Greenlight Internet.
Now, why did Greenfield decide to do this? I mean, can they undercut all the big companies? Can they provide cheaper, a better product?
Yes and yes. More towns are doing this across the country. They're realizing that they can become what's called a municipal light and power company.
Uh-huh.
So already the town of Greenfield is its own electric company. It buys power from sources, aggregates it down, and then sells it now to the citizens in town, and you get a slightly cheaper rate.
I like that idea.
As a result, yeah. And you can choose where it comes from. Like, is it going to be primarily wind and water and solar? You know, they can pick who they're going to pull the electricity from.
Okay, so when can they sign up for the internet service?
If you go to the website right now, greenlightinternet.com, you can learn more about it. The town is not going to start taking customers until January of this coming year, but starting soon, they're going to start putting Wi-Fi repeaters up on the poles all down Main Street, starting from the Ford dealership, I guess it's Conway Street, all the way down to the corner of the blinking light, hanging a left turn up High Street to the police station.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be free Wi-Fi. You don't have to call anybody. You just wind up in the place and you sign up right there online, and bam, you have 25 megabits download and upload of free internet service in downtown Greenfield and up High Street. And that's a sample. When the free trial period is up at the end of the year, anybody in the town of Greenfield will be able to sign up. They're going to have Wi-Fi every square inch of the town of Greenfield, and you can sign up. It'll be, I think, about $30 a month.
Okay, again, so greenlightinternet.com. And keep updating us on this project as we get closer to the first of the year. Mick from Montague Webworks, going online with him Tuesday mornings. And remember that Mick and Montague Webworks are part of our 30% off store at the Bear Country website. You'll find that link, and you can get the services of Montague Webworks at a 30% discount always. It's Bear Country 95.3.